Hey, Grace here. Let's chat. Today I have an amazing investor, Deanna Lee, from Utah, that we're going to talk about. Deanna, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. So Deanna and I met in a workshop in Puerto Rico late last year, and we just really kicked it off. It was a really fun workshop. It was Last Life Ever. Was that it?
Yes.
And it was amazing. Jeff and his partner have this great workshop program for investors and people really thinking about shifting their business. And it inspired me to get off my tail with my book writing. And this coming spring, I have 4 books that are getting published. So, hey, it was pretty
wonderful.
Amazing. I know. So today, Deanna, we're going to talk about what you're up to. Deanna has been a 25-year investor in real estate. She is one of those really rare birds that loves hospitality. Not a lot of us investors like the hospitality.
Right?
So thank goodness somebody does. So what are you currently working on?
Oh, that's a great question. So I offer investors a unique opportunity to own a curated portfolio of beautiful income-producing lifestyle properties in trending destinations.
That is so amazing. Like, I can't wait to come and see some of your locations. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing before you got started in business, real estate and or entrepreneurship.
You know what? I feel like I've been in real estate my entire life. I've been in real estate since I could hold a hammer.
Oh,
at 8
wow.
years old, I was crawling through attics. I was laying shingles, helping my dad and his uncles and my uncles and build homes. We would move in, put it up for sale, and build another one. Move in, put it up for sale, build it again. So house hacking before house hacking was a thing. And then when I was 17, I moved to Hawaii, and that is where I fell in love with the sea. And so for the last 20 years, I have had a dream to have a wellness retreat on the coast by the sea.
Oh, wow. That sounds really amazing. What inspired you to start investing, and how did you get started?
Oh, that's a great question. So I always knew I would own rental properties. The first home I ever bought, I was a single mom and a bartender. We purchased a duplex that came with a tenant, and that was where I started. Then, you know, a flood in the basement of one of our rentals inspired me to start the short-term rental game. And then 10 years later, we now have 12 properties in 7 destinations, 2 of which are resorts. So our mission is to make investing in world-class experiences both profitable and purposeful. So we give investors a chance to earn passive income while owning a piece of something truly meaningful.
Yeah, I think that's really an amazing aspect. A lot better than owning some multifamily, in my opinion.
It has an experiential aspect.
Yeah.
But, you know, the purpose of life is to experience.
It really is. So how long did it take you to make the transition to start out in business or investing full time?
You know, that took me over a decade. Sometimes we get a little distracted, right? So I was a full-time realtor, and I operated my vacation rentals kind of as a hobby, right? A lot of people do that. They have their full-time job, and then they have a couple vacation rentals on the side. But I was burning the candle at both ends, like realtor, short-term rental host, investor, wife, mom. I had success, but no balance.
Yeah.
And I remember saying, half joking, I wish I could just sit on the couch and do nothing. Careful what you ask for, right? The universe delivered. On a trip to Southern Utah, I crashed my dirt bike and I shattered my leg.
Oh my gosh.
Emergency surgery months later, and, you know, months of recovery, and suddenly I was forced to stop. But you know what's cool is when bad things like that happened, that pause, that gave me clarity. The only thing that was still bringing in income was our vacation rentals.
Mm-hmm.
So we just decided to double down on lifestyle assets and really scale the business. So,
yeah, you know, there's something really about that passive income. I really love to discuss that with young investors, you know, when they're looking to buy their first home, and it's like, well, why don't you think about a duplex or a triplex and have your tenants pay your mortgage? So, you know, that mentality of maximizing passive income is really key to balance in your life, I think. So what do you think?
Well, it's true, right?
Yeah.
Like the I always tell my kids, my assistants, they don't even have to be young, but usually it's young people. It's like, your first home is not your dream home. You got to buy a multi-unit, a duplex, a fourplex. So I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. Build something that works, whether you're hustling or healing, right?
Yeah, hustling or healing, they all come together at some point in time. So yep. What is the biggest obstacle you faced and how did you overcome it?
You know, I would say that one of the biggest obstacles that I faced was, well, it was the completing the transformation of the luxury boutique hotel in the Caribbean, mm-hmm. right? This was one of the most challenging things I've ever done. And I wasn't new to international construction, but there were a lot of pivots and roadblocks. And well, we worked through every one of them.
Yeah.
I would like to say with ease and grace, but I know there were many times I cried in the jungle. But really, I'd say the biggest obstacle that we overcame throughout that process was, I remember December 2023. I was 4 months into the restoration of Araya. And when I first bought it, I thought I could do it remotely. And then, you know, a couple months later, I moved to the Dominican Republic. And it had been 4 months. And I remember sitting on the balcony, staring at the most amazing view of the ocean and realizing I got my dream and I lost my family. Now, of course, I didn't lose my family, right? But
right.
We pivot. Awareness makes us flexible, which reveals new options and gives us power. So luckily, being in this business gives us freedom.
Yeah.
And that's the freedom to choose what we want. When we don't like our situation, we can change it. So we put our teenager in online school. We moved our family to the Dominican. You know, we're better when we surround ourselves with a strong support system. And this made everything worth it. They stayed for a few months until we were balanced. We took the time we needed to strengthen our relationships and build a strong foundation. And then, you know, that gave us a peace of mind to be able to spend the necessary time apart, because that project took 18 months, right?
It's a long time.
But if your mindset's strong, if your relationships are strong, then you can really move through whatever challenges life throws at us.
Yeah. So what are a couple of the biggest lessons you've learned along the way?
Things take longer than we expect.
Oh, yes. Double the time, triple the money.
Right. Release any attachment we have to things going a certain way. We always get the essence and, you know, be masterful in what we call the art of the pivot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I think patience is really key as well, and not beating yourself up. I know that a lot of times I will, you know, and I'm in the middle of a project like that, I'll start to beat myself up and go, Grace, why? Like, you're doing amazing work, and just calm down and you know, allow it to unfold, because it always does. It just sometimes doesn't do it in the method or the mindness that you think it should be. So
exactly.
It's
well,
always
you're right.
Interesting.
Like sometimes the, you know, my husband would always point out, like, the only thing stressing you out are the arbitrary deadlines that you made up.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh yeah, I did
That's
make
right.
that up.
I made that. That I did make that up, didn't I?
Yes. So it's good to have goals, but not to let them, you know, throw you off track, to just understand that, you know, you got to be flexible.
Yeah. I mean, I think goals are really important, but, you know, having realistic goals, and then when you get in an environment like being out there where you were in the jungle, I mean, mm-hmm. for the first time, right, in a project like that.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't new to international construction, but I had never done an entire hotel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Different cultures, different country, everything.
So was the hotel, like, totally, like, unoccupied and not functioning, mm-hmm. and you had to totally bring that life and energy back into it?
Yes. Yep. We brought life back to Araya. She needed a lot of work, and we redid absolutely everything besides the concrete cubes. They're little tiny villas, mm-hmm. along the jungle, overlooking the jungle with panoramic ocean views. But we redid everything. We added balconies. We added deep soak tubs. We replaced the roof. It's easier to say what we didn't do than what we did. We did everything. And, it, you know, for that time, we had contractors living on site. We just had a mix of all sorts of, a lot of fun, a lot of experiences, a lot of, it was an amazing study in human nature.
Yeah,
so it wasn't
bet.
Just, you know, it's not just construction, it's mm-hmm. culture, it's everything. So, it was an amazing experience for sure.
Well, is there anything you wish you could have done differently?
I mean, of course, in a perfect world, I would build my team first, and then I would raise capital before I had the deal, and then I would find the opportunity. And in a perfect world, that's what I would do. But we don't get to choose when the opportunities come. We say yes to the opportunity, and then we make it work, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what's interesting, you know, is finding that opportunity and then backing into it. To make it work sometimes is kind of a unique and fascinating dynamic to overcome at times.
I was just saying to my coach today, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to figure out this whole capital raising thing by the time I'm finished.
Oh, I love
that. Because we close it out this next month. Yeah.
I'm going to
figure this all
that.
Out and not need it.
Oh, that is so funny. So what's the best advice you've ever been given?
I would say from my mentor, Matthew Ferry, I've been in that mastermind for over a decade at Mental Journey to Millions. Mm-hmm. I could always hear his voice in the background saying, there are no bad goals, just bad deadlines.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 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 I can definitely relate to that one for sure. Uh-huh.
I would probably say, having a mentor, right? Because all the time that I was there, I could hear my mentor, I have a few different mentors. I could hear their voice. I could hear Cuperto saying, remember the art of the pivot. And mm-hmm. I could hear Matthew saying, you know, you hear your mentors, and even if you're just listening to them online or whatever, have somebody that you resonate with, that you're in alignment with, that you can learn from and that you can model. You don't have to do everything all on your own. I think that's a big lesson through all of this. Don't do it all on your own.
You know, I think having a good mentor is really important, and finding that mentor. And sometimes you change who that mentor is depending on, mm-hmm. you know, where you're at in life. So what would you tell your former self?
That's a great question. I would tell my former self, release any attachment to the outcome. Mm-hmm. Make sure that I stay grounded. Do the things you love, get in nature, surround yourself with advocates, supporters, believers, and followers, and really come from a place of contribution, right? When we are hyper-focused on ourselves, we create stress, right? I need to do this. I need to get this done. But when we focus on how to be a contribution to others, it takes that focus off of ourselves and allows that energy to flow. So if we do this, we'll watch the miracles happen.
I think that is a very important statement. Coming from a perspective of contribution versus, you know, I need to do this to make the mm-hmm. money, is a totally different perspective. I mean, people ask me all the time, you know, like, don't you get stressed out? I'm like, well, you know, if I focus on serving others and being a contribution to others, it'll all work out.
It's possible.
It'll all work out. You know, it doesn't always seem that way at times, but it always works out. And even when it looks so bleak and that you're down the wrong path, if that's what you focus on is your contribution to others, it always works out. That's what I found. So another question I have, what's next for you, and what is your financial freedom number?
Oh, that's a great question. What is our financial freedom number? So we are closing out the capital raise this month with only $2 million left to raise. And then I am super excited to build out the glamping retreat in Southern Utah. I love creating amazing places for people to come and have extraordinary experiences, to disconnect from the noise, be in nature, and reconnect with the people they love. So that's where I am now.
Okay.
And that's what I'm building.
Oh, that sounds, I can't wait to come to Utah. That's my favorite place to come ski, so I'll be excited to see that. So,
yes, that'll be awesome.
How has business, real estate, and entrepreneurship changed your life?
You know, investing in lifestyle assets has given me the freedom to choose what matters to me. I have time freedom, I have creative freedom, and we're building a future where we will have financial freedom. So I think by investing in lifestyle assets, properties that worked, like I said, whether I was hustling or healing, mm-hmm. I could build real freedom, not just for me, but for my investors too. And being able to provide an opportunity for others to invest in meaningful assets that build both wealth and legacy, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I would agree. I really love the concept of lifestyle assets. You know, you always need a place to go and recharge and to revitalize your body and your soul, and contemplating what's working, what's not working. And so these types of environments are amazing for that. So I really agree with you. I love the concept of lifestyle asset building. I think that really blends a lot of things together for you as a person, as well as for your wealth building strategy. So how can our audience find you?
Oh, good question. Thank you for asking. So they can book a call directly with me if they're interested in the investment. It's go.collectivedestinations.com. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, be sure to follow us on Instagram at collective.destinations. And that's where they'll see all the behind the scenes on our newest projects. They can also send me a DM. I answer those myself. So feel free to send me a DM and follow us to see behind the scenes, see the different locations, the different properties in the portfolio.
Well, I can't wait to come and experience them myself. And Deanna, thanks so much for today. It was great talking to you. I know we tried to do it earlier, and now that you're feeling a lot better. So thank you so much for your lovely insight into lifestyle property investing.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Bye-bye.